You're listening to After Deadline. I'm your host, Chelsea Goro, with The Daily Historian, and today I'm joined by our guests, Columbia Memorial Hospital CEO Eric Thorson, Astoria Mayor Willis Van Dusen, and Astoria Athletic Director Howard Rue. Welcome. Today we're talking about plans Columbia Memorial Hospital has for future expansion onto John Warren Field. And in exchange, CMH will construct an estimated $5 million sports complex on the old city dump site, hosting Astoria School District football, softball, and baseball. Eric, can you tell me about the plans the hospital has for the future and how the school district will benefit from the exchange?
Certainly. I think the first thing I need to say is that the hospital will not do anything with John Warren Field until a new sports complex is built for the school district on the old city dump site, which we anticipate happening in the fall of 2014. So the benefits to the school, I believe Howard can probably talk about better than I, but I certainly see the benefits being a multi-use facility rather than a facility that is used 6 to 8 times a year. I see certainly economic impact into the community and the school district for certain events that aren't currently being able to host at John Warren Field. This new complex will bring new opportunities to bring all sorts of events to Astoria, which should benefit the community and certainly our vendors in Astoria. As far as the hospital is concerned, we initially, you'll probably see us put parking in the area of the practice field, the current practice field on John Warren Field. And, you know, longer-term plans, you will see the hospital migrate slowly over to John Warren Field. Things that we've talked about positioning on John Warren Field could be our new cancer program, could be medical office buildings. Hopefully, within a period of time, you will see a new replacement hospital built on John Warren Field. I mean, our goal with this acquisition is to maintain CMH and the medical campus in that general location for the next few decades.
All right. And Howard, can you talk about the schools aspect of that?
Well, if I could jump in here before Howard speaks, I'd like to say hello to his mother, Annie. Annie is in Chicago, and she's listening live to this program, and he's very proud of Howard. Howard, do you want to say hello to your mom?
Thank you, Mayor. I was waiting all this time to have an opportunity to say hi to my mom back in Chicago.
She's That's very great. Proud of you. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, thank you, Mayor. Hello, Mom. So now I'm going to try to answer Chelsea's question, if I can even remember what it was. But I remember. It was the impact that this will have for the school district. And really, as Eric said, I think it's more than just with the school district, but our entire community. Certainly with the school programs that we have, to be able to host athletic events, rain or shine. I know you mentioned in the intro the different things that we obviously are going to do there and built it for with football, baseball, and softball, but we will also line it for soccer. We are fortunate to be in a county and a community where we have great fields out in Warrenton, but we will also have the availability should we want to host a game on turf, a playoff game, that type of thing. I think a lot of the things are really limitless in terms of what we can do, band concerts, all kinds of different things that can just generate revenue for the school district, for the community, and we will constantly have a place for kids to be able to do something outside, which is fantastic.
So how did this plan come to be?
I would describe this plan, it really happened because of real true teamwork. And it's been teamwork that's happened for quite a while because the different groups, the school district, the city, and the hospital have been meeting with a much smaller plan along with the Columbia River Maritime Museum and the college. And it was through those plans of walking before we started to run is before really two people, Randy Stemper and Eric Thorson, came up with this idea and have really showed the leadership. And it's just a great teamwork project. And from the city, to talk about the school district gets a new athletic facility, the hospital may get a new hospital and more facilities. The city's isn't quite as exciting. We get to close a dump, but it's every bit as important. But it's not as much fun to talk about as when I hear the athletic director and Eric Thorson talk about what they're doing. But that's how it started. But I really give Eric Thorson and Randy Stemper both Randy is the chairman of the board at the hospital. Eric is the CEO, and I give those two the credit.
I would echo that in this sense. I've been here for 12 years now, entering my 13th year in our community. And from the minute I was hired back in the fall of 2000, there have always been rumblings about the hospital probably is going to want the facility, and you're eventually going to get this new athletic facility. And I literally have gone 12 years and through three superintendents of schools and different board members from the school board and from our city council, round and round, where there's dialogue and discussion and nothing actually has ever happened. And certainly there's been some different plans involved. You know, we had the college plan potentially that didn't end up happening. And so what I feel real good about, when Willis mentions Eric and Randy in particular, I think that's very accurate. These two and their leadership with the hospital has really put us where we're at, where we are actually now talking about breaking ground within the next 2 years. And they sure should get a ton of credit for helping make this thing happen, and everybody is extremely excited about it.
You know, I'd like to jump in here again and repeat what Howard has told me. And as many football games as I've been to at John Warren Stadium, this didn't really hit home with me. That football field, 100 yards long, 50 yards wide, is really only used for one game a week. The coach practices on a different field, and if you put any more athletic events on there per week, it won't hold up. With this new artificial turf that we're going to have in the new complex, in one day you could have a JV football game, a freshman football game, a soccer game, and at 8 o'clock at night have a varsity football game, isn't it? Along with practicing on it all week.
That is correct. I mean, I just think people are going to be amazed how much this facility is used, and how much they're going to drive by and see kids on it. It's really a great thing for this community.
Your mom's going to be very proud of you.
Well, I'm going to tell her that I had everything to do with this, and that, you know, this was all my idea.
That's very good. So the listeners know, and so you know, Chelsea, that I had the luck to go back to Chicago with Howard in June, and I've met his mother before, but Annie's a very big fan of Astoria, and she's learned how to stream this program online, so she's listening live.
Willis, can you give me a history of the landfill site?
The site started out as a dump. A dump technically means you dump your garbage there and you cover it up with dirt. Very quickly that land will fill up. So then it was a burning dump, where the garbage was dumped every night and then lit on fire with diesel fuel. Extremely dirty. There was smoke coming out of there all day long, 7 days a week. It went from a dump to a burning dump to a landfill, again, where they tried to bring in more fill on top of it. And finally, 28 years ago, there was no more garbage put there except for lawn clippings, and everything was transferred out to the dump in McMinnville. So for 28 years, the garbage has been sitting there underneath the soil, waiting to be properly capped. The reason I say capped is the worst thing is for water, and we get a lot of water here in Astoria, the water to seep its way through the ground, through the dirt, and on top of the garbage. It leaches out into the streams and in the river. And if money was no object and we didn't have this teamwork with Howard Rube and Eric Thorson, and we asked DEQ, what's the best way to cap a landfill? They would say, if you have enough money, go get artificial turf and put a football field over the top of it. Because the football field will be, the number one priority will be to get the water off the field and get it away from the soil underneath it. And so this is the perfect way to cap a landfill, and DEQ has been a partner. And it really is a win-win-win. The city wins, the school district wins the most, I think, but anyway, no, all three. And the hospital wins I'm guessing 50 years, it might even be longer than that, 50 years of expandable space.
So how do you see this enhancing the community?
This is such a fun project to talk about because it enhances it every way possible. We've already talked a lot about the school district, and We have one of the finest baseball fields in the state, and one of the finest softball fields in the state when it's dry. And when it's wet, they can't play. And how many games were canceled this year? More than half the season. Is that correct, Coach?
Yeah, that sounds about right. At least as many, more than half of our home games scheduled.
So the youth of the community will be able to use the field. Economically, it's a real economic engine, those fields will be. To have tournaments and have people come to Astoria with their kids, it's the kind of tourists we want also. So it's going to be a tremendous economic boon. I saved the biggest for last. The highest income employees in Clatsop County are the members of the medical community at Columbia Memorial Hospital, the physicians, the physicians' assistants, and the quality of the employees and the revenue generated by the expansion of the hospital, and not just the hospital, Dr. Park's building, the other doctors around that neighborhood will help everyone in Clatsop County and also in Pacific County. So there's just so many benefits that, and the last one is that the environment is very important to us. I'm talking about now the city's responsibility with the landfill. This will make Young's Bay cleaner. We don't have a problem in Young's Bay. I don't want to send out the wrong message. But there is a stream that goes near the landfill and dumps into Young's Bay. That will be better protected when this is completed than it is today. So there's all kinds of good news, very good news.
Through all those discussions that originated even as long ago as 12 years ago, I think what is great about this is we have arrived at a point where now everybody is excited because everybody sees all the benefit that we're talking about. That, you know, the mayor is not exaggerating. And all these different groups see all these great benefits to this current plan and what we've put together. And so, and I know in my world, you know, working in athletics for kids in this community, I've heard people frustrated through those years of, hey, why have we moved on this? Why are we not doing anything? Well, I think that answer is in this project right now. We've had great patience to now come up with, in my mind, the perfect plan to get this done and what's going to be great for everybody.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing within the medical community that, you know, this isn't a new idea. This is something that's been talked about for a decade or more. And there's some folks that don't believe it will happen. And I think that we have the opportunity that to have the right people in the right place at the right time to make this happen. The one partner we haven't talked much about is Western Oregon Waste. And, you know, they're certainly a partner in this. They will benefit from the development of the landfill. The city brings sewer up to them. That saves them some money from transporting water, from what I understand, off the site. So they've been a gracious partner in moving some of their operations around and working with us on the conceptual design. So,
you know, one thing, Eric, earlier, I think you stated the wrong year. I think you said 2014. Our goal is 2013.
Oh, right.
Is that correct, Coach?
You're right. It's 2013.
That is, I think, the goal.
Very aggressive goal, and I think we're going to. But I saw the coach flinch over here when you said 2014.
Oh.
But, yeah. You know, that's a lot of work to get done in that period of time, in 15 months or so. But I think we can do that.
Yeah.
That's our goal as a team.
Eric, can you talk about cost a little bit?
Sure. The board, you know, we've done some preliminary planning, and the board has authorized a not-to-exceed amount of up to $5 million for the development of the field. We believe it will be less than that, but, you know, most people know that construction projects always run not quite on budget, so that's why the board was a little proactive and given us some flexibility if the project does run over. But we anticipate it will be between $4.5 and $5 million.
And does the city have any cost share in that?
We are very proud of the fact we just completed our city hall remodel under budget. And so we're going to do what we can to make sure this comes in with what the hospital is budgeted or less. The city will have our contribution. Your listeners are very intelligent. They understand there will be costs that we don't know about today, such as Williamsport Road, the road that leads right to the gate of this new facility. I'm sure is going to have to be improved. the intersection of Highway 202 and Williamsport Road will have to be improved. Part of the plan, though, calls for water and sewer to be brought up from Williamsport Road to that area that's never had sewer before. And so all of the garbage trucks and everything that's happened up there, has the water and even the rain has had to go into holding tanks and trucked out of there. They are trucked out of there to the other side of town and then dumped into the sewage lagoons, which is very expensive. And when we talked with Laura Liebrich yesterday, she's with Recology and she's with WOW in charge of that transfer station. She was saying during the winter, now you guys were both there, didn't she say 3 to 4 times a week they have to bring in a sanitary truck to haul that water out of there. So it's going to be a much better facility.
Will Western Oregon Waste have any cost share in the project as well?
Yes, they will. And Western Oregon Waste recently was bought by Recology, which is one of the largest garbage companies in the country. And Recology, their president and CEO, has been here personally to see the project. They are very much behind it. They are different than many waste or garbage companies. They invite people. They want their area to look good. If you've been to the transfer station in the last 10 years, it's not something you want to go take pictures of and invite your friends to see. It will be much different. Everything will be under a roof. They will be having tours. They have made a personal commitment to us, and I believe them, that facility will be, it will look good. Their investment will look good. So they're going to invest a lot of money, Chelsea, in their building and in their grounds there.
Well, and since we're talking about the financial piece, I know my superintendent of schools would want me to remind everyone that there is no school district budget for this. And, obviously, we are a very favorable partner in this, that we seem to be the one getting a lot of gain without a lot of cost in terms of weighing our assets and liabilities to this thing. But that's just the nature of the project and the nature of education in our state right now. And but obviously, we plan on being a very gracious partner as we're working with all these groups and in terms of using this great facility.
I think, Coach, what you're speaking about directly is dollars. I mean, you have spent hours. You've traveled all over the state. Craig Hoppus has worked very hard. It's just that when the school district has to lay off personnel, we don't want any confusion that we're taking some of the money that we could have used to keep teachers.
That's correct.
But I know you're in 100%. I didn't want anyone to get the impression that you're not committed.
No, that's not.
That's the opposite from that.
No, I don't. I think, I hope everyone understood that. I know the school district is very sensitive to the fact that, we were in a position where really for the last 10 years, we seem to be laying off personnel. And because this project is involving the school district and is a benefit to the schools, people are sensitive to the fact that they don't want any misrepresentation that somehow there's some magical school money going to this project when we can't afford to hire staff. So, exactly. And that was my point.
What would you say to those who may be critical of the idea or sentimental towards John Warren Field?
Well, I am very sentimental to John Warren Field and Gyro Field originally and then John Warren Stadium. Please look deeper. If you have questions, we have answers. That facility, the athletic facility, will be used, and I'm not exaggerating, 25 times more than the one we have now. I think if you took this tremendous teamwork project apart and put it in pieces, they each stand on their own. They each stand on their own. We have one of the finest medical facilities on the Oregon or Washington coast, but they're out of space. And if anyone has been up to see OHSU in Portland, they just put in a $68 million tram because they ran out of parking, basically. So from the medical community, from the school district, the football field itself, which I'm repeating myself, was only used for one game per week. So it's better for the school. For the city, We made a commitment to DEQ to cap that landfill, which at one time was estimated at $3 million. And so the city hits the home run. So we've made the pitch, one pitch, four home runs with Recology and DEQ. That would be the fourth partner. It could even be more, more benefits. The city hopes, and we will plan to move our city shops from 30th Street on the Riverwalk and on the river up there. Those are metal buildings that store the dump trucks and the street sweepers, and they will be just as well taken care of up there at that industrial site than they will be at the beautiful riverfront. So we'll have a higher and better use. It's just and Eric, I know you're very cautious about saying what new medical facilities we're going to have, but tell us exactly what they're going to be. Just between the four of us here, just tell us.
If I really knew what they'd be, maybe I'd be able to explain it better. But, you know, I graduated from Warrenton, so I'm not all that sentimental to John Warrenfield. But I do, I mean, those that might be critical of the project, and I think it's what's been great is that there haven't, I mean, I haven't had to talk to anyone yet about really them upset with this decision. I mean, how do you argue with what we're putting together here? And I guess if somebody was, I would just tell them to wait and see what actually develops here and see the good that comes to all of these organizations from this effort. The medical community is going to get better through this transaction. I mean, we have a great medical community, but we don't offer all the services that keep the elderly from, or anyone for that matter, from driving to Portland to get services. So allowing us the space to do that, and this goes to answer the mayor's question, I mean, our goal is to keep people from having to go to Portland to get medical treatment. So what you'll see on John Warrenfield are those things that hopefully keep our community right here in town to receive the best care possible.
I've mentioned this before, but let me get very personal and specific with what Eric just said. My mother lost her kidneys, and so she was on a dialysis, and at that and so she had to be taken from Astoria to Portland 3 days a week, and my dad drove her to Portland those days. And then both of them passed away, but I think that the drive was very difficult for her and also on my dad. They were both in their 80s, and so I think really it killed them both, to be very blunt. Now we have 14 dialysis chairs in Astoria, where Longview, which is three times our size, has six. That's just an example. We now have oncology. We have an infusion center. We have KCI Institute. Hopefully we're going to get radiation. And so driving to Portland for those of us that are healthy is not a big deal. If you're on a kidney machine, if you're getting chemotherapy, if you're getting radiation, it's a big deal. And so it's very important, Eric.
You've mentioned before that the city and the hospital had an issue in the past with baseball fields. Can you talk a little bit about that and how this project will differ?
I heard about the baseball field just the other day. It was through one of our board members having lunch. Somebody saying now the hospital's going to take the football fields. In 1977, they took the baseball fields. So that's why I open this by saying from the hospital's perspective, we're not going to take the field. We're going to build a beautiful new facility, and we will not touch that field until the school district has a great new place to play.
Yeah, and that's exactly the difference between this project and any past projects that people in the community are familiar with, is we will not vacate John Warren until, you know, the school district has approved this new facility or ready to take the keys to this facility. And I mean, that's the truth of the matter, and I know there are a lot of people concerned about that, and you know, I guess the proof is in the pudding, but I think people can be rest assured we're going to continue to play football at John Warren and utilize that facility until the new facility is ready for use.
And if I could go back to the question you asked, Chelsea, about those who may not be thrilled about this project. We as a team have talked about this a lot, the school district, the hospital, the city. We welcome that. People in Astoria care what goes on around here. If we do something on a Riverwalk or at the Column or with our school district or the hospital, they care. And there are communities that aren't that way, and they never have any objection. They don't really care if you're going to do anything. So we welcome, we're going to have public hearings. We welcome the input and we will listen. At this point in time, we think it's a pretty darn good project. But if it's not, we want to hear about it. But we don't turn our back on that. We welcome that criticism because those, it's really not criticism. It's helpful suggestions to a town that they love also.
All right. Well, does anyone have anything to add?
No, I would say it kind of stems from the most recent topic we've been talking about with the people that might have concerns or be critical. I think that people do need to realize if they have some of those, as Willis has just kind of alluded to, this thing is such a good deal for the greater good, it's impossible not to be behind it. And in terms of, you know, if you want to be sentimental about John Warren as a football facility, there's probably not anybody who could be more sentimental about it as me, also being our head football coach and in charge of those what happens on those sidelines for the last 12 years. And in fact, somebody said that to me, kind of taking a selfish stance. Hey, now you're going to have to share a facility with people. Why do you want to do that? Like, well, to be honest, I never even thought of it that way, or would want to think of it that way. And I really do just think that this project is such for the greater good that it makes no sense for everyone not to just get behind it.
You have anything? Well, I was just going to say, Howard, I think you're just being a little bit too friendly here today in this interview, because when this idea first came up, he was not in favor of it. Oh. He goes, I've got a great football facility. I'm happy here when Friday nights the place is packed. But no, but if for the betterment and for the greater good, you were behind it. But you had no complaints about that football facility by itself. I mean, that's my memory of our discussions. You liked it.
Well, and your memory is partly correct in the sense that I do love John Warren.
How polite is that?
Yeah. I do love our facility, and I'm very thankful that we have it. And, you know, like a lot of our community, they love spending a home Friday night. Right. They're supporting our fishermen. And so, you know, we're all gonna miss those different aspects. You know, the locals on the visiting side, berm. I mean, right. I get that asked a lot already. Are we putting in a berm?
Let's go back to Eric. Eric, how many employees does Columbia Memorial Hospital have now?
We're near 480, near 500 employees.
And how many did we have 10 years ago?
We had about 275-ish 10 years ago.
And this project will only allow us more.
Allow us to grow more, yep. And I think my closing remarks is the mayor thanked the hospital, but quite frankly, this project wouldn't have come together without the efforts of the mayor and the city of Astoria and Craig and Howard. So I don't think that anyone's due any more thanks than any other party. This is a great community collaboration. This is what I think all communities should do. It's going to be just what Howard said. Build so much good in this community in all different areas. I find it hard to believe how anyone can be upset with that, but it really wouldn't have happened without the efforts of the mayor.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. But since Annie's listening in Chicago, I would like to say the most valuable player is Howard Roop. Don't you think she'd agree with that?
I agree.
And I would like to have a closing comment, but I know the mayor would just correct it, so I will not have any.
Well, thank you for joining us. This is Chelsea Goro with The Daily Historian for Coast Community Radio After Deadline.